on FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
A Kent mum whose daughter was stillborn is backing calls for more research as a new report suggests the UK is falling behind many other European countries. A study in the Lancet Medical Journal suggests survival rates aren't being improved by as much as in places like the Netherlands. Dr. Alexander Hazel co-wrote the report.
What we need to do is to make antenatal care accessible to all women. We need to introduce things like a continuity of midwifery care. We need to make sure that we've got enough midwives, enough maternity care professionals to provide good access to care across the board.
There are almost 3 stillbirths per 1,000 babies born in the UK. Jo Ward from Medway set up charity Abigail's Footsteps after her daughter was stillborn in 2009. They've campaigned for improved bereavement training for midwives and support for parents.
It's such a taboo subject. People don't want to admit that it's happening in today's society. People shouldn't have to lose their baby. And, you know, we need to look at why we are losing these babies rather than just, you know, move on and pretend it's not happening. We need to have more scans. We need to have better, you know, care for mums.
KMFM News.
A driver's been taken to hospital following a crash involving 2 lorries and a car on the A2 near Canterbury. He's said to have suffered chest, leg and facial injuries after the collision on the coastbound carriageway near Harbourdown just after 8:30 this morning. There are still long delays in the area. Next week's strike by junior doctors in England has been suspended. They're due to walk out for 48 hours from 8 a.m. on Tuesday in an ongoing row with the government over new contracts. Sky's health correspondent Thomas Moore has details of the British Medical Association's decision.
Following the progress being made on the talks, they were going to suspend that action. They said that they had sent a clear message to the government during last week's action, and our focus is now on building on early progress made in the current set of talks.
However, the union says significant progress will be needed for a walkout at the start of February to be averted.
KMFM News.
KMFM has been told there's been a rise in the number of revenge porn victims going to police in Kent 9 months after a specific law came into force. So far, a total of 4 cases have been dealt with in the county since last April, following claims of sexually explicit photos or videos being shared without consent. Jaswant Narwal is from the Crown Prosecution Service in Kent. She says there's often a lack of understanding.
I think there's some naivety involved in individuals who think that because they've got a phone and phone cameras on phones are now ubiquitous, that they're doing something which doesn't involve anybody else because they're in a personal relationship.
An e-fit's been released of a man police are hunting after cash was reportedly taken from a woman's home as she slept in Margate. It's claimed the suspect entered the victim's property in Walpole Road earlier this month and also tried to take her mobile phone before leaving the room. We've tweeted the picture via at KMFM News.
KMFM News.
A Kent woman's urging anyone on their New Year diet to make sure they're not having more alcohol than food after she became a so-called drunk orexic.
When I was, you know, go to slimming clubs and things like that, I was saving up my alcohol units in order to drink, and I would, if I was going out, I would skip some meals in order to have more calories so I could use them in the evenings for drinking.
Louise Gibbons began cutting back on meals so she could continue to drink on nights out and not go over her calorie count, something 1 in 20 of us are thought to be doing. The 44-year-old ended up losing 4 stone in a year but was left feeling lethargic and ill. You can hear more of the interview. We've tweeted it via at KMFM News. And organisers of the Oscars say they'll make dramatic changes to improve diversity over concerns of a boycott by black actors this year. For a second year running, all the nominees up for acting prizes are white.
KMFM Sport.
Tennis and British number one Johanna Konta has secured arguably the biggest win of her career. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Kerry.
Well, Johanna's beaten 8th seed Venus Williams in the first round of the Australian Open. Andy Murray's also through, but Rafael Nadal is out. He was beaten in 5 sets by Fernando Verdasco. Meantime, Andy Murray says tennis authorities must do more to deal with corruption in the sport. Senior officials deny failing to take action following reports of match fixing. It's claimed 16 players were constantly flagged up as suspicious but were never punished. Murray says it's important players learn about the risks of corruption from a young age.
I think the more proactive you are with educating young players, the better on matters like this.
And Scotland and Wales will both announce their rugby union Six Nations squads later. For Welsh coach Warren Gatland, they'll be aiming to go one better than last year, where they recorded 4 wins out of 5.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.